All right, here's our classroom pledge of the week. This is Mrs. Shelton's fifth grade class from John Brown Elementary in Rathdrum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man wins $200,000 lottery prizes and gives one to his brother.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin, you want the chicken story first?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Of course I do.
So we talked about the fact that, you know, it's hard to pass up the rotisserie chickens wherever you happen to get it. Kevin gets it at a regular grocery store, and I happen to get mine at Costco. They go through a lot of them. They're $5 at Costco, and so that brought the conversation, which we then put up on our poll. Have you ever eaten a rotisserie chicken by yourself in one sitting? So far, Kevin, I think you stand alone on that, but we'll check the poll later.
Liars.
This up the text line. My brother bought a ton of them for his wedding from Costco. His son's a chef. Cut them up. That's what they had for food for their wedding. Half with barbecue sauce, half without. How about that for a meal for your wedding?
I don't mind that.
Never thought of it.
Yeah, that's kind of genius.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, good food. Well done. I mean, not well done, but, you know, just done appropriately.
Not well done food, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's food that's well done without being well done.
What you said there.
I think that all checked out, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now this.
Guys. Well, it is news time. Jay, thank you for the wedding chicken story.
You're welcome. I was so excited. Yeah.
Well, it is 2024, and it's time that we finally start to realize some of these things. God, it's going to be 2025 before we know it.
Yeah, it comes right after December 31st.
I know. It just seems weird to me that we've approached it that quickly.
Man.
2025 is almost here, and that's why we need to start to realize things like this. A stray cat. This cat is in a place called Cat Care in Lakewood, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He is a stray cat that identifies as a turtle. Okay? Don't judge.
Okay. I just, every time you say stray cat, I just want to...
They also identified as turtles.
True.
Black and orange stray cat sitting on a fence.
You know this song, Steve?
I think I do.
Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.
Yeah.
I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air.
That's an odd song now that I think about it. Super catchy, though, but very odd.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of that going on back in that era.
Matched the hair, though.
So here's the deal. This turtle is just... He's not a turtle. Yeah. Wait, how do I do that?
He's a cat.
Do I call him a turtle?
He's a cat.
I am not a cat, Your Honor. This is a filter, and I am not a cat.
So wait, is it a turtle cat or a cat turtle?
It is a cat turtle. It has to be.
Yeah. Okay.
See, what happened was a video went viral online. Mm-hmm. And
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it.
I don't care. I don't care. I mean, we just talked about this like 2 weeks ago, and I know we did. Every
and
time
it never
I
gets
click,
old.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
I think part of it is the fact that the guy's voice is like that. The guy who's has the cat face. He just
because he's seeing it for the first time
that.
And realizes.
I think if you click the up arrow next to the
It's just so great. It's so great, Kevin, that he's, sorry, George, I'm prepared to proceed. I'm not a cat.
He's got cat-like qualities.
Yeah, he does.
And this little cat, Theodore, apparently does not want to be a cat either. What happened was the introverted cat quickly became known for hiding under a fluffy pillow and moving slowly throughout the shelter when he first arrived. So they were filming it. And they were, you know, they put it up online and said, watch this goofy little cat.
Okay.
Similar to a turtle waddling around. At the end of the video, he stops and he pokes his head out from like under the shell.
Right.
They eventually had put a note on him that said, do not sit or step on me. My name is Theodore. I identify as a turtle and I am under here. Following the viral clip, the staff posted more videos of the bashful cat moseying around the floor with his personal beanbag and even shared updates of him getting comfortable enough to come out of his enclosure once in a while. So it's just like a cat who's afraid of
everything,
whatever,
yeah,
but hides under a big old beanbag and walks around with it.
Crazy. Where
looks
was this?
Looks like a turtle. That was in Colorado.
Yeah.
At the Cat Care Society in Lakewood, Colorado.
Do you... I can see that. I think if you click the up filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but...
I'm ready to proceed as a cat. I'm not a cat, Your Honor.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Then I told Jim, then you come on and say, it's a secret sound, and I'm Jim Diamond on the big drive, and blah, blah, blah.
Kevin James.
I told him how to do it. He laughed really hard in my face.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot in about 12 minutes. Your chance to win cash. No big deal. Just hundreds of dollars.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Kevin.
It is time for a little listener letter.
He's not a cat.
What's that?
You're not a cat.
I am not a cat. I'm all boy. Dear Jane Kevin, my boyfriend loves football. It's on the TV all day Sunday, of course, Monday night and Thursday night. I don't have a problem with it. He loves it. It makes him happy. Sometimes I'll sit and watch with him. But recently, I started watching shows that I love. I'm currently on Love is Blind. I do this on Thursdays because that's my day off. Well, he'll get home from work, and it was like so critical of me for watching this trash all day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how's it different than you watching football all day? And he said, well, sports in general are different. Now, I've noticed that he likes to ask me to do things on Thursdays so that I don't get to just sit home and watch my shows. He says he's doing me a favor by not rotting my brain. Shouldn't I be allowed to watch what I enjoy and he can watch what he enjoys? It really feels like a red flag to me that he's being this way. What do I do moving forward with this? Thank you, Alyssa.
509-441-0999. My favorite text was, in all caps lock, control freak. I feel like that's how it was said because it was caps lock.
Yeah.
So I had to add a little song to it. But, I mean, of course you're allowed to watch what you want to watch. I mean, that's kind of how it works. But
well, maybe she's not. She should be, right?
Well, you're allowed to, whether he allows it or not. I mean,
right, exactly. Yeah. Like, on Facebook.
Is it unusual for Elizabeth someone to says, judge it? No. Is it unusual for people to judge the sports? No. Is it unusual for a guy to judge, you know, what he thinks is trashy TV? No. And it can all be fun, but, you know, if it's like legitimate control, that's you probably crossed the line there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, right, Jay, it's like, what if she decided to start hating on his football?
Yeah.
And, you know, tell him, okay, no football then. We can't, you know, can't watch football, or I like this one. Start planning things on Sunday. I mean, I'm not in favor of that. Don't, because it's the NFL and we should watch it all day. But I understand the sentiment where it's like,
just be gone during football.
Why don't you start? Yeah, or plan stuff.
Oh, together. Have to do. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Yeah, that's not bad.
Start doing that because his brain could rot from football.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a conversation like, look, it's no worse than football. This is silly. Also, just because he's scheduling stuff for her to do on Thursday, or they're doing stuff together on Thursdays? I'm not quite sure what that is.
It sounds like while he's at work and she's at home watching her shows, mm-hmm. he'll ask her to go run an errand or do whatever. Like, hey, would you be able to get such and such today before I get home? And so it sounds like it's more of that's what I was visualizing anyways.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Asking her to do stuff on her day off for him or for them or whatever.
Ooh.
And then she called him on it, and he was like, well, I'm saving you from rotting your brain.
Yeah, I mean, again,
also,
if that's
not fair.
Yeah, you like that
not
show.
Not fair. Love is Blind is a good show.
It's the most important takeaway for Kev.
Yeah, hot take. Yeah. Hot take.
Yeah.
I thought the issue was, like, not enough TVs or, like, devices that you could watch.
Doesn't sound like
on.
They're conflicting. No, I just think it's him scheduling her.
No, it seems like... It sounds like he just doesn't want her to do her own thing.
Yeah, I think she just needs to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stay home and watch my show, so I'm not going to do that on Thursday.
This guy is really something.
I mean, I think that he's just like, no, that's not going to work. I'm going to stay home and watch TV. Oh, well, could you, really needs
if you
to
had
be
to
done
guess
today.
What NFL team do you think he roots for?
Raiders.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You talking to me? Sorry, my headphones came unplugged.
Kevin James.
By the time I plugged him in, there was just silence, and I didn't know what was happening.
On the big 99.9 wow. Coyote Country.
All right, we got some entertainment news momentarily, but right now we got to play Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. How big is it? It's a big jackpot. If you'd like to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot, caller number 7 right now, 509-441-0999. Steve will get you set up. See if we can't give away some cash. Be a fun way to start the day.
Yeah, so I don't even know this game at all. How does this work?
Yeah, you missed yesterday, so I'll give it to you right now.
They get on, and they
just guess. All they have to do is guess a dollar amount. No sense. You know, there's not like it's not a plus a quarter or 99 or any of that. Just a round figure. And we'll give you a little bit of a clue.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be like a 5 or a 0. It can be
anything. Yeah, it could be any amount of money. So we'll give you a little hint, and then we'll play the game.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Hey, Coyote Country, who's this?
Crystal.
Crystal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What a pleasant speaking voice you have.
Well, thank you. I've been told that a lot.
Yeah, that's... Now, I will say that sometimes you have a pleasant speaking voice, but you don't attempt to use it in a pleasant way. It doesn't count. But you, on the other hand, seemed pleasant anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah. I like it.
So well done.
Yeah, very pleasant. Very blessed. Very nice. All right.
Very nice.
Crystal. Dang it. She got us.
That's one point.
You've been very nice to Steve. All right, so the jackpot is more than $257. Is that right, Steve? Did I get that right?
More than
$257. Yeah. What do you think the Jay and Kevin jackpot is? And if you get it right, you win it.
$272.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
Come on, let's give some money away.
$275.
Oh, I thought you got it.
Oh, me too. That was me.
Oh, my heart like dropped for a second when he said the 7 part. Wow. Well, gosh darn it. So you didn't win it, but the good news is it'll be even higher when we play at 9:30 this morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye, Crystal.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Wow, we'll play at 9:30. Be worth more than $275. Looking forward to it.
Boy, ooh, very close.
Very nice. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I got a couple of quick hitters for you. Congrats to Jelly Roll on the Jelly 100.
What is that? Oh, he lost 100 pounds?
Yeah, lost 100 pounds. So
okay, yeah.
As he said, he continues his journey. What did he call it? His relationship with food. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. Well done. I also have this for you. Luke Combs in his concert for the Carolinas. I don't know if you saw that story, Kevin. I'm sure you've seen part of it. Basically, he and Church are doing a concert. They sold it out. I wanted to say, was it 75,000 tickets, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Luke was like, yeah, we were talking about this the other day. We're not going to sing the song Hurricane during my set.
Good idea.
I think that's probably right. You know, you're like, it's just a song, but you're like, yeah, but you're there for hurricane relief. I don't know if you do that. He said, yeah, we decided not to. The weird part is he's also opening a bar in Nashville. And did you see what it's called?
Okay. Hurricanes?
Category 10. I mean, it's just weird timing.
It's just unfortunate timing, right? Yeah, but it's like, I mean, hopefully you don't have to change that.
No, he said he wasn't going to. I mean, it's like they already have so much, invested in the name. And, you know, obviously the song. You know how it is. It's like.
It would also be different if Luke Combs had 1, 2, 3 songs, you know, where he's like, well, if I don't play Hurricane, I only got 2 other ones people care about. Luke Combs has so many songs and he's with Eric Church and he has so many songs. It's just not needed.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, so he's not going to play it. All right, what do you got for us, Kevin? Anything?
I do, Jay, and now you're going to make me remember what it was, and I tell you, I am not very smart.
All right.
I got it.
Good to know.
Kelsey Ballerini, do you know who she is?
Heard of her. Yeah, I heard of her.
You know who her boyfriend is?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Old Chase Stokes, who stars in Outer Banks.
Right, yep.
As one of the sexy boys on that show.
Sexy boy.
She recently has said, I don't know a lot about Outer Banks. Because she said...
She's never watched
She doesn't watch it a lot.
Oh, wow. All right.
She doesn't watch the show very much.
Rude.
And she says, she goes, what I do know is that the new season is out and I should promote it and you should all watch it. But she didn't. Other than that, she's like, I haven't watched a lot of Outer Banks.
That's hilarious. So everybody else watch it, though.
I'm not a very good one, too.
I'm super busy, but you guys should all watch it. I'm sure it's great.
Absolutely.
Love you, honey. Oh, my gosh. Are you all right? Kevin.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard.
Sorry, I was.
Cussing out someone?
Sort of. Mm. Yes.
Steve,
my son came into the bedroom.
Right.
And he had brought me some ice water.
Okay.
Which I had texted him a little bit ago about and just said, hey, whenever you have time. And I was kind of thinking he'd have Amelia bring it to me, but instead she just came in and said hi with her bangs that are gone because she apparently cut them at school yesterday. Mm. That's a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
That's not entertainment news.
No, it was entertaining, all right.
I don't know if it was.
Yeah.
Well, for some people involved.
I was just like, what are you doing? Kids. But he brought me the water, and then after he handed it to me, he bowed down to me as if he was a servant for me and then backed out of the room while bowing.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say, and now that you said it, I think you said, God bless you or something.
God bless you. I think that's what I said.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you're not alone. You're not the only person he texts and asks to wait on him. So congratulations, I think.
Oh, he doesn't text me.
He just yells. He's just like, hey, Steve, water, ice, now.
Yeah, it's more
ice.
Also, I don't think he's ever said God bless you, so I don't know. I feel like maybe he owes you one of those.
Oh, yeah. I could use a couple of them.
Yeah, you could use your occasional blessings.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I do like this one. Hey, at least she didn't just buy it and then show it to you. Well, I mean, that is
that's
you know,
a good point.
That is a good point.
Yeah, be thankful for that, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Kevin James.
Hey, look what I bought. It's a $500 purse. Wait, what? Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it looks good on you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Robin Nance is in the studio. It's always so much better when you're here.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been up here in a hot minute.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
Welcome back. It's good Thanks. To have you back on the air.
Thank you.
I enjoy you. Natalie did a great job, obviously.
Of course she did.
But, yeah, it's always fun to have you.
Yeah, it was, you know, and people were like, where were you? Take a nice long vacation? No, I was gone a lot throughout the summer, and it was, you know, dealing with a family thing. And,
yeah.
You know, just lost my mom, and she was on hospice care. So it was time, like you were talking about, you know, vacations and things, you know, family things, you can't get it back. So it was hard to be away, hard to be there. It was just, you know, tough times. But all back and trying to get back in the swing.
Good on you for taking that time when you can. Well, it's not easy to make that decision.
It's so hard. And, you know, luckily we work for a company that allows it and encourages it. And so it ended up being, you know, a really nice thing.
Yeah, we love having you back. And I'm so sorry for your loss and for your family. But, you know, we love you here. So we're glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Say hi to Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Robin. Was that all in? Was that in Missouri too?
It
by the
was.
Way,
or were... yeah, okay, back in Missouri.
So that's so the other thing. You got a lot of traveling. Yeah.
A lot of travel. Yeah, and even had to drive back from Missouri.
Oh, you drove back?
I flew back and forth multiple times,
sure.
Which is not cheap, as you know.
No,
but we had to load up a car and bring a car back.
Oh,
and
wow,
it was 27 hours.
Lucky.
So you know you're dealing with all that. The loss and going through all the stuff, and then it's like, oh, and then I'm going to drive 27.
Wait, well, you were driving by yourself?
No, I had a friend.
Okay,
and
it ended up being
not bad.
Therapeutic, you know? A little bit.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Is it just me?
Yeah,
but sometimes when you drive, like if you have long distance drives, depending on, I don't know how you do your listening, or if you're listening, uh-huh. If AirPod or what you have, or if it's silence. But man, you can do a lot of thinking when you're driving 27 hours.
I normally do not like road trips. I do not like Seattle's about. The
That's
distance
it.
I can do between Spokane and Seattle. So 27 hours, I was like, no, I've done that before. And I did, I guess, I also had kids at the time.
Sure.
So that
makes
was tough.
A difference.
But this one was just different and it was therapeutic. But
yeah.
Anyway, back at it, back in the swing.
Glad to have you back.
Yes, thank you very
Happy
much.
Happy to have you, yes.
Thank you.
Sucktober Dash.
Yes, something to look forward to for me to come back to. This
right.
Saturday is the 7th annual Sucktober Dash Fun Run for Teen and Kid Closet. Registrations are $35. And you get so much. You get a really nice shirt. It's a long sleeve. It got a sweet logo on it. You get a great shirt. We're going to provide you breakfast, hot, made right there.
Wow.
You'll get coffee. And we give away prizes. So, obviously, you can run. It's a 5K or 10K. You can run or walk.
Sure.
And then prizes for the winners, but also prizes for people who wear the craziest, most fun, clever socks.
I love it.
You know, because we really want to push and bring awareness to the fact that we clothe kids in need, and that one of the number one items they all need is socks and underwear. And they have to be brand new for us to give them. So.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I don't want Steve to use you're... socks either for grandma.
No.
Sorry, Steve.
They're clean enough.
Enough.
Doesn't count when you add that word.
Oh my gosh.
And I get it when you're donating to Teen Closet. Like, yes. Sometimes you're probably thinking, well, socks and underwear, that's not very glamorous. I don't want to give them that. I want to give them something else. But then you do. It's just so great to get the, you know, the word out there. Like, hey, listen, I know it's kind of boring, but... They do need socks and underwear.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, you can bring donations of socks and underwear in brand new packages for us to, we'll collect that day. If you don't want to do that, you can always donate online. We have links that you can give. We have expert shoppers who look for great deals and get really high quality items also. So that's a really great way to help. We served already this year, between January and today, we've served more than 4,500 kids.
Wow.
Whoa.
And if you talk about that amount of kids that come through and how many pairs of socks we try to give each kid. We try to give them packages, you know, to where they don't have to do laundry, but once a week or more. That's a ton of socks. So every dollar helps. Every pair of socks helps. Every pair of underwear helps.
Yeah.
And this is just one way that we can do that and have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great way of raising awareness and doing a good thing at the same time. So
yeah. And the run is in the valley. I guess I didn't mention
Mirabu?
That. We start and end at Mirabu Meadows. So right there, there's a parking lot. There's a gazebo for us to, you know, celebrate afterwards and have fun. Probably not going to be awesome this year.
It's not perfect, but it's it's cool.
Yeah. It's going to be, fine. You know, wear a layer too, and it's going to be so much fun. We'll have music and
I mean, it looks like it's going to be dry. I mean, it'll be close to 50.
I don't know. Mark is saying that it could be.
Oh, Mark, stop.
I know.
Mother Nature wouldn't dare do that.
We've had great weather every year, and so knock on wood.
Right, exactly. Knock on Mark's head when you go down there for us.
Yeah, I think I shall.
Yeah. We'll put the link up on our Facebook page.
I would appreciate that. Yeah.
So that'll make it easy so you can figure out how to learn more. Or you can just go to teenkidcloset.org, right?
You got it. Okay. That's exactly it.
Okay. So those are the ways to do it. And go out and do it and have some fun this weekend and, you know, raise money. And the sock thing is such an easy thing to do.
Easy.
But, you know, sometimes that's the ones, like Kevin said, I want to do something, but it doesn't.
Yeah. It's not glamorous.
Shattering.
But,
no. Yeah.
But also, there are some really fun socks out there these days.
There are.
And underwear.
Yes.
You know, underwear is actually the number one item. Socks are the number two item that kids need.
Sure.
And I know it feels kind of weird. And we're shopping for somebody else's underwear.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But just know that it is going directly to somebody who really needs
it. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, well, you know what? Come back next week or so, and we'll play a game together. Does that sound fun?
I would love to
do
that.
You can bring it. Who's,
Hannah, Natalie,
Bring them all up, yeah.
Okay, super
Not Mark,
fun.
Though. It's too, well, it's too small an area.
Depending on this weekend.
Well,
too small an area for them, a man that loud.
You know what? Yes. Small doses of a big man.
Mark has to be by himself so he can have all the room to stretch out.
You know him well.
I do.
We all know and love him.
Well, it's good to have you back. I'm glad you're here.
All right. Thanks for having me up.
All right. Again, teenkidcloset.org. The